And now, time for our letters. Joining me to dig through the mailbox is editor Sasha Woodruff. Hey, Sasha.
Hey, Fry. How are you?
I am doing great. So what are our listeners talking about this week?
Last week, we did a segment on the high rate of African Americans in the prison system. We talked to Ryan King, a policy analyst with the Sentencing Project, a nonprofit criminal justice police group, and the governor of Iowa, Chet Culver, about the racial disparities in the prison system.
Andy Carruthers didn't think the segment had enough balance and wrote us this. Very disappointing that your program had no person to balance the outlandish claims of the Sentencing Project spokesman, who came perilously close to dismissing the responsibility of criminals for their actions and denying the realities of horrific black-on-black violence. Surely you can find a credentialed voice to communicate the countervailing view. Farai Chidea was awfully gentle with this guest.
We also got a bunch of letters about a segment we did on the Supreme Court's approval of an Indiana law that requires voters in the state to show a government-issued ID before voting. Our guest, Ron Christie, vice president of the lobbying firm DC Navigators, said this.
I think it's one of the most sacred privileges, not a right, but a privilege to be able to exercise the right to vote in the United States of America.
We, of course, got a slew of letters about that comment. Here's one from Todd Carpenter of Baltimore, Maryland. Apparently, Mr. Christie needs to take Constitution 101, or essentially read the document. Just to quote a few relevant passages, the 18th Amendment reads, "The right of citizens of the United States to vote shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of sex." Todd continues, "I realize that from the perspective of being fair and balanced, you need to have someone like Mr. Christie on your show. But can't you get a token Republican who isn't a complete idiot?"
Matthew O'Brien of Berkeley, California, seconded that letter. "I think you would do well to find somebody who is better qualified and can offer greater insight into legal matters. It seems Mr. Christie is on the program a lot because you have trouble finding another African American who talks the Republican line. I think you can do better."
And then we had some love from Thomas Henderson, who listens to us on satellite radio. Here's what he wrote. "I have found NPR to be refreshing, and I look forward to learning every day. I have enjoyed Farai's objectivity with respect to interviews. She handles herself very well and has very interesting topics."
Thanks, Thomas.
And that's it for News and Notes letters this week, but please keep yours coming.
To write us, just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. When you get there, you'll see lots of shows to choose from. Make sure you pick News and Notes when you write to us.
And be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.
Thanks, Sasha.
No problem.